we lived and worked on the ship that was moored up in East Channel, which is right across from the Alyeska plant.
And what was the ship's name?
East Point. The same name as the company. So it was the East Point ship. And it was an old World War II Navy YO, which is yard oiler. And we built this dock, and then we went in and renovated these buildings and put a crab plant operation on shore. At $2.25 an hour is what I made in those days in 1971, 72, as just a regular worker. It took a while to pay off that $7,000 plus the $1,000 fine. So I kind of fell in love with the remoteness of this place. It was quite the adventure, you know, renovating these World War II buildings, finding all kinds of World War II artifacts, cans of World War II beer underneath floorboards and cigarettes and love letters or Dear John letters. But as I stated earlier, the Mackinac side, we had no city services at all. But we were paying 2% landing tax on crab. We were paying property taxes. And so how I ended up getting involved with politics is I said, I'm going to get on the city council and I'm going to do something about this lack of services we have. So
at that time, you and everybody at the city started working on expanding those services and building infrastructure, you know, upgrading the World War II era water utilities and things like that, right? Like, especially as more fish plants started setting up shop and the community and the port really started growing.
That was kind of the start of the quality of life stuff that we focused on the city side. And the revenues from groundfish, like by 1988, 89, the money was coming in, you know, really good and more than we had imagined. So one of the first projects I was focused on as mayor when I became mayor in 1991 was the road paving. Those roads were just abominable, and we spent so much maintenance money on that. I remember when we brought Wally Hickle out here in 1991 or 92 when he was governor, and I bounced him around in a little bus, and I said, you know, we need some help with these roads. You know, a lot of people say, oh, Kelty, you're going to ruin the village atmosphere of the community if we have paved roads. Everybody will be driving 50 miles an hour, and we'll lose that village atmosphere. But I said, hey, we got a growing industry. People want to have decent vehicles on the island so they don't have a bunch of junkers that are left all over town.
It sounds like there was debate, though, right, about what direction the community should go and how development of industry should be handled.
You know, there was pluses and minuses. I think the pluses far outweighed the minuses because generated the revenue that allowed us to upgrade our community, get roads paved, quality schools, facilities built, bike trails. At the same time, I remember signing a check for $2 million for the clinic when we started the clinic project, which is also one of our first buildings of quality of life. City Hall was built in 94. We would do a project and pay it out of our reserves, cash money, no debts taking on. And then in 95, 96 was the PCR. Down the road at the Public Works was 97 or 98. And then the last projects I was mayor of the first time was library and museum.
And before I ask you about your second stint as mayor, you did work for the city in another role first as the fisheries resource analyst. And I know you took on that post after retiring from your job as a plant manager. And I know you got very into fisheries policy, like pollock rationalization.
That was a big battle. And then we had the next big rationalization program, which was the crab rationalization program that I was heavily involved in. That was a very important program because it saved lives. I had at least 2 boatloads of crew members that I was associated with when I was a crab plant manager that died on these race and other vessels that had good friends that died. I was really a proponent. The benefit I would see with a reduced fleet that we were seeing already in the pollock fishery with the race for fish was over, you had more time to organize your processing, the products you could develop. We slowed down that fishery. It was way overbuilt. We used to have 250 boats for red crab seasons, and now we're down to around 70.
There'd be 250 of those boats just in the waters here.
It used to be like a city out there with them on anchor waiting to get offloaded. So you just had this mass of boats and dead loss and just chaos for 6 to 8 weeks straight. So it was really critical to get that fishery under control. But being involved with the fisheries meetings, not to brag, but I was like one of the first times where you had community members and city council members going to every meeting. And I think that was important because the community's livelihood would be on the line. The longshoremen, the population at the school, the support sector businesses in the community, they're all dependent on the resources of the Bering Sea. So it was always important to be out front like that.
And speaking to sort of being out front, you did retire from fisheries and from politics for about 6 months before you ran again for city council and then ran again for the mayor's office. And in this term, you know, a lot of policy has moved forward. You survived a recall election. So how was it kind of getting back into office this time around?
You know, ran into a few issues, but I still think we've got some things that I thought were important. Getting the fire and police department separated, I think it's going to be a win-win. Getting alternative energy towers, I wish I had more time to keep working on that. Being part of the last part of the UMC $40 million project. And then on the side, I was doing my school board stuff for about 6 years. I'm really sad to leave the school board because something is really important. Since I had three granddaughters in school and my daughter graduated from an Alaska high school. So it's always been a near and dear to my heart, and we're so proud that it's one of the top schools in the state.
And now that you are retiring to California, how are you feeling? I know, you know, that you have family here and you'll be back to visit for sure, but you've been in Alaska a long time, and I imagine it's got to be something to finally step away.
I tell you, when the date came for signing up, I was going through biting my fingernails and walking around. What am I doing? My name's not on the ballot for the first time ever. But this has been my whole adult life has been in this community. I love it dearly. I'm probably going to cry my eyes out. But I'm thinking about maybe I'll join the Democratic Party in Palm Desert. Of course, I don't think there's very many Democrats down there, but I can always do that. Maybe I'll send you an article sometime that Frank Kelty's on the City Council of Palm Desert, California.